scene is on the screen.
He's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Yowza, ladies and gentlemen. Harold Keene, the comic strip that millions of people read and enjoy every day, has been brought to screen life by Warner Brothers in a peppy collegiate musical comedy. By electrical transcription, we present some of the outstanding songs and scenes from this picture, featuring Hal Leroy, Guy Kibbe, Patricia Ellis, Rochelle Hudson, Chick Chandler, and Hugh Herbert. Patricia Ellis, Warner Brothers' delightful starlet, reveals her charming singing voice for the first time in Harold Keene. With Chick Chandler, Patricia offers Two Little Flies on a Lump of Sugar.
Once a week we see the movie from the very cheapest seat. Good life, two little flies on a lump of sugar. We find it all so sweet. When we share a maple sundae, we consider it a treat. Good life, two little flies on a lump of sugar. We find it all so sweet. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll open up my eyes to find our dreams have all come true.
But tomorrow morning I'm going to be employed making love to lovely little you.
Life is ever milk and honey in the moonlight when we meet. And like two little flies on a lump of sugar, we find it all so sweet.
No motion picture version of Harold Keene would be complete without a trip to the Sugar Bowl, where Harold and his pals gather for a gadunk Sunday in a friendly powwow. Pop Jenks is giving a party for the graduating class at Covina High School, and the place is packed with cute co-eds and their boyfriends. Chick Chandler as Lalex and Rochelle Hudson as Lilums entertain the crowd with a new song called How Do I Know It's Sunday?
Lads and lassies, there comes the time in every graduate's life that calls for merriment and high blood pressure. So let freedom ring. Why so melancholy, ain't they? Listen, gal, I wouldst the word with thee.
Are you sweet or am I crazy? Yes, you're sweet and I am crazy. Crazy over you. Everything looks vague and hazy. I'm so unconcerned and lazy. I hurt my ma, say to my pa, what are we gonna do? How do I know it's Sunday? I slept till almost after 10. Didn't go to church again. How do I know I love you? I wouldn't forget the things I do if I didn't care. How do I know it's Monday? I missed the morning bus again, planning things for us again. How do I know I love you? I'm up in the clouds the whole day through.
I've heard that story before. I'm sorry, but you're not the Jack for this Jill.
I stumble when I walk. I stutter when I talk.
You're a daffy daffodil.
How do I know it's raining? I left my rubbers neath the bed. Wore a Sunday suit instead. How do I know I love you? I wouldn't be late on Sunday or miss the bus on Monday if I didn't give up a hoot for you.
Thank you.
I'll bet you five you're thinking of Haroldine, the guy you love.
How'd you like the party?
You'll never know how we love you, or how much we think of you. So here's a moment of thanks for you.
All the zip and zest of youth is reflected in the scenes of Haroldine. Let's listen in on one of the delightful episodes from the picture. Harold and Lilims are canoeing on a lake near Covina. The sun is just fading from view, and it's a perfect setting for romance. Hal Leroy plays Harold, and Rochelle Hudson is Lilims.
So there's never been a guy in this town like Snatcher.
The first time I've seen you in 2 weeks, you spent the whole evening snatcherizing. Disgusting. Say, who does he think he is anyway?
Darn you, Lilims. I love you.
Well, if you do, stop talking about Snatcher.
All right. I promise. I'll never mention his name again.
Love in a cottage isn't the worst thing in the world. Look at Mom and Pa.
Snatcher's house on Long Island has 14 bedrooms.
There you go again. If you don't mind, I'd just as soon go home.
Oh, come on, Lilims. I'm sorry.
Will you sit down before this canoe tips over? Oh!
Hold it, Lilims. I'll save you.
Save yourself.
Sammy Fain and Irving Kell have written 4 new songs for Haroldine. The orchestra is now playing Simple and Sweet, with Sammy himself conducting and singing the vocal refrain.
I listen to a lonely bird. I memorize the tune I heard. To every note I wrote a word, simple and sweet. And now into your ear I sigh, a song we wrote, the bird and I, as tender as a lullaby, simple and sweet. For in its message true, you won't find the rhymes that are smart. There's nothing for lips to impart. It's something you sing with your heart. I love you are the words you'll hear. And who can say they're not sincere? Within a song of love, my dear, simple and sweet.
Dancing in Haroldine is a treat no moviegoer will want to miss. Words cannot describe the scintillating stepping of this young man, so we'll let his feet speak for themselves. Here's the Hal Leroy hop. Thank you. And now, for the grand finale of our program, and incidentally the grand finale of the musical show staged in Harold Teen, A Collegiate Wedding, featuring Chick Chandler, Rochelle Hudson, and a chorus of 200 comely co-eds.
What a crowd, what a day. The Venus Stadium is literally packed to the brim. And why not? It's the event of the year. Yes, sir, not a football game, not a baseball game, but a matrimonial extravaganza. But wait, let them tell you all about it.
Hear those bells, hear them chime, ringing out syncopated time. That's the music of our collegiate wedding. Yes, girls in white, boys in blue, do a little shim-sham shimmy too. That's the rhythm of our collegiate wedding. They've got a cheering section. Are they keen? I'll say they are. They greet the bride and groom with the alma mater and a rah, rah, rah. License shoes are passe. They never say I do. They say okay. That's the custom of a collegiate wedding.
Hear those bells. Hear them chime. Ringing out syncopated time. That's the music of a collegiate wedding. Girls in white. Boys in blue, do a little shim-sham shimmy too. That's the rhythm of a collegiate wedding. They've got a cheering section. Are they keen? I'll say they are. They greet the bride and groom with an alma mater and a rah, rah, rah. Rice and shoes are passe. They never say do, they say okay. Yes, indeedy, it's a collegiate wedding.
Yes, indeed, it's a collegiate play. Yowza, yowza, that was Harold Teen. All the songs and scenes on this program were taken from Warner Brothers' picture, Harold Teen, featuring Hal Leroy, Rochelle Hudson, Patricia Ellis, Guy Kibbe, Hugh Herbert, Chick Chandler, and many others. The musical numbers were played by the Vitaphone Recording Orchestra with Leo Forbstein conducting. This is Bill Ray announcing.
Yes, indeed, it's a collegiate play.